Module 4, Video 2. Let's now look at the pathogenesis of small intestinal fungal overgrowth. So there's been medical recognition, finally, that SIFO can occur in absence of being immunocompromised. For a long time, we thought that fungal overgrowth only happened when we had severe health conditions such as cancer and HIV. We're now realizing that it can happen in healthy people too. So small intestinal fungal overgrowth is an opportunistic infection. So just want to reiterate and ground us in the basics that this is another example of an overgrowth. So we do have healthy relationship with small amounts of fungus that are inside our body. But it's only when these fungi become overgrown that they truly cause health problems. So this is why they're called an opportunistic infection. And for a long time, we thought that this opportunistic infection would really only happen with the immunocompromised group of individuals. But now we're realizing there's a lot more triggers for that opportunistic activity to occur, such as toxic metals, other infections, for example. And another thing that's important to realize with the pathogenesis of candida and fungi is that they have really, really potent biofilms. And these biofilms are going to protect them from other external factors, such as our individual defense system. What's also really important is that antifungal drugs oftentimes cannot pass through these biofilms. And more prolific and, say, strong biofilms are occurring in candida every single day, making our antifungal drugs not as potent as they once were, at least on their own. So when we talk about antifungal drugs later in treatment, we're going to look at some of the positives and negatives of using pharmaceutical versus herbal approaches, as well as combining herbal and pharmaceutical approaches with biofilm disruptors, which turn out to be pretty important in the relationship of the treatment of SIFO. We talked about biofilms when we were talking about small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And as we mentioned there, the biofilm disruptors are not as, say, needed or as important with SIBO, but they're certainly very important in SIFO. So we'll continue our journey in the next video where we'll look at small intestinal fungal overgrowth testing.